Thank you. My name is Elizabeth Osborne. I work at a health communications and social marketing agency based in Washington, D.C., and one of our clients and the client I work with the most often is the HHS Office on Women's Health. And one of the campaigns that we manage on their behalf is Best Bones Forever. It's an adolescent bone health campaign, and this is really going to be the focus of my presentation today. I'm going to give you just a little bit of background, but really I'm going to hone in on one tactic that we use to engage girls. So first, I have no financial relationships to disclose. So the public health problem. So many of us think of osteoporosis as a disease that affects postmenopausal women. But the reality is that girls are building about 90% of their bone mass by the time they turn 18. So really, the key bone building years are during adolescence. You really need to be, in that time, focusing on preventing osteoporosis down the road. And you do that by getting plenty of calcium, vitamin D, and physical activity. But that is a problem in and of itself because girls are not getting the recommended amounts that they need. 15% of girls ages 9 to 13 get the recommended amounts of calcium. Less than half over age 9 get enough vitamin D. And then we really start to see physical activity decline too as girls get older. 50% of girls in the 8 to 10 age range report some physical activity in school, but then that drops to about 19% by the time they're 16 and 17. So this campaign really focuses on those three bone-building behaviors, and we really try to get girls to engage in them. I could go on and on about how this campaign started. It was originally launched in 2001 as a partnership between CDC, my clients, the Office on Women's Health, and the National Osteoporosis Foundation. CDC had sole leadership of it, but then they transferred that leadership to OWH in 2008. OWH came to us and said, we want to reinvigorate this campaign. How can you help us? So we did some formative research, and not surprisingly, girls could care less about osteoporosis. What they did care about is their friends and having fun. So we built this campaign around that premise. And in case you haven't picked up on it yet, Best Bones Forever is a play on Best Friends Forever. And we have this internal motto that if it isn't fun, we're not going to do it. And to stick with that theme of fun, we think we created a really fun look and feel. It's edgy, it's cool, it uses hot pink and black, and that's our iconic X-Skull Mission Point logo. So we have four key strategies that we use when implementing this campaign. We try to reach our audience where they live, learn, and play. In case I didn't say it, our audience is girls ages 9 to 14. Our second strategy is to weave themes of friendship and fun throughout the campaign to really increase its appeal. Third, we want to increase access to foods and activities that promote bone health through community involvement. And four, we really want to make the brand cool and authentic so that girls want to engage with it, engage with their behaviors, and ultimately become brand evangelicals and go and tell their friends about it. And then to get to those strategies, we use the tactics that you see up there. We have a really diverse, awesome partnership network. We engage in earned media coverage. We have an online community with our website, Facebook page, Twitter feed. We have really fun, awesome materials. We have temporary tattoos, playing cards, journals, posters, all that people can order free of charge. We attend events whenever possible, and we also launched in 2009 a community pilot program, which was a behavior change intervention. And again, that's a whole separate presentation that I could go on and on about. But one specific tactic that we used was to launch a dance contest, and it was called the Let's Dance Contest, and it featured an up-and-coming pop group called Savvy. I'm not sure if you guys have ever heard of them, but I hadn't. They have a show on the Starz Family Network, and they also recently signed a deal with Cash Money Records, home to Nicki Minaj, Busta Rhymes, Lil Wayne. Not sure if you've heard of any of those, but maybe in the next couple years you'll hear a little bit more about Savvy. But we had originally launched this dance contest, or a dance contest, not this particular one, in Atlanta, Georgia, to pilot it in 2010. It was so successful that we took it national in 2011. And I've been talking about this idea of friendship and fun, and that was our goal, was to really to educate girls about calcium, vitamin D, and physical activity, actually engage them in the physical activity component of it, but then make these behaviors as fun as possible using this dance contest and getting Savvy involved. And here are just some pictures of the different videos that we got. So how did this work? We invited girls from across the country to choreograph a dance routine to one of five Savvy songs. They then videotaped themselves doing that routine. They taped it and uploaded it to our contest website. And we had three pages on the website. We had the homepage, which featured a video from Savvy welcoming the girls, explaining the dance contest. We had the submission page where girls could go and submit their videos, read the rules and regulations, etc. We also had a gallery page where we highlighted all of the videos that had been submitted. Across all three of the pages, we had bone health information and little fun facts to get to that awareness component of this. We wanted really to make this a contest for all girls. And I should back up and say that we chose dance because it tends to be more universal than other activities. Yes, girls, you know, they'll take ballet, they'll take hip-hop classes, but it's also something we have found that girls just do for fun with their friends in their backyard. So that's why we chose dance. But we recognized that this contest was probably going to be won by a group of girls who really could dance. And it was. The girls who won were fabulous dancers. But we wanted to make this contest something that all girls wanted to be a part of. So each week we recognized a team that wasn't necessarily the best dancers, but that represented the campaign in a way that was fun, whether they wore pink and black, whether they sported our exclamation point tattoo, whether they represented friendship. And that was really great because we also had a partner on board who donated some prizes to girls that got featured every week. So we judged this contest based on four criteria, how well they represented Best Moments Forever, how creative they were, how well they worked together as a team, and then how well they moved all their bones, all the bones in their body. We didn't want them just to stand there and snap their fingers. We really wanted them to get into this and get excited and really show us their stuff. And we promoted it through social media. Our Facebook page really was kind of the main hub for all of that. We had a month-long promotion leading up to the launch of the contest where the girls from Savvy would film videos and do little teasers. You know, they'd say, we've got a really, really exciting announcement coming up, stay tuned. And it kept girls coming back to our site to learn more. And we would hit them with those bone health messages while they were there. We also, it gave us a chance to pitch mainstream media. This is a health campaign. We don't always get the really fun outlets, so this gave us a chance to pitch Bop, Tiger Beat. I don't know how many of you guys read that when you were little. I did. And just to, you know, really pitch some outlets that we hadn't pitched in the past or hadn't been able to secure coverage in the past. So that was fun. But I think the two most important components of this was our we promoted this through partners, and we really engaged our partners. We had a whole separate page on the website for them where they could download materials. We created posters, we created how-to guides to help them promote this in their communities, ideas for events to help really engage girls at the grassroots level. And then we ourselves went out in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area and promoted this. We wanted to really understand what we were asking our partners to do and not just be up at the 30,000-foot level, but really understand what it took to get girls engaged. And we can actually trace back several of the videos to that, those efforts. Which was fun. And one of the partnerships that we formed, in the middle you'll see a tent. Our friends at Ubisoft, they are the makers of Just Dance, donated this tent. And there's an organization called Camplified. They're a traveling interactive experience that goes to summer camps all throughout the summer. And they brought Savvy in, Savvy performed. We had this tent set up where girls could listen to the Savvy songs, dance, choreograph routines, and upload their videos right there if they wanted to. So that was pretty fun. So the results. We had tons of partners that got involved. We had 71 different partners promote the contest. We had 314 organizations, we had 314 Facebook posts from different organizations, 262 tweets, and then we saw this information about the contest appear in 66 outlets. And that led to 32 submissions featuring 90 girls from 17 different states. And that might not sound like a lot, but I just three things to keep in mind. We'd never done this before. We had no idea what to expect, had no idea what, you know, how high to set the bar, our goals. So we were happy with that personally, as was the client. The second thing that I think is important to keep in mind is that video contests, as much as we tried to make this easy and accessible, video contests take a really high level of engagement. You know, we required girls to do this with their friends. I can't remember if I said that or not, but we required girls to stick with the theme of friendship to do this in groups of at least two, but no more than six, so it didn't get unwieldy. So they had to find friends, they had to choreograph a routine, and they had to practice that routine, tape it, upload a video. If they were under 13, they had to get parental involvement. So there were barriers. So, you know, who knows? But also, I think the third thing that's really important to keep in mind is that we don't know how many girls actually started this process and then never finished. You know, I attended some of those Camplified events, and I know for a fact that for 30 minutes we got girls up and dancing and active, and they taped videos, but they didn't end up getting submitted. So I have a feeling that a lot more girls out there did participate in this. We did a survey to measure the results, and I won't go and read this to you. This measures, we did a SurveyMonkey link, sent it out to the participants. They did increase their knowledge and awareness. We also asked about their intent to change behaviors, and that's not up there, but every single one of the girls either strongly agreed or agreed that they plan to do more physical activity to strengthen their bones, and 97% of the participants either agreed or strongly agreed that they plan to eat more foods with calcium and vitamin D. So we were really excited about that. We flew the winning team to LA to meet Savvy and film a video with them, which was, I was able to go out there for it, which was really, really fun, and the girls loved every single minute of it. And here's some pictures from that trip. And then just a few lessons learned. If you guys ever want to do a dance contest, I think, or a contest in general, I think it's really important to keep your audience in mind, know what they want, make it as fun as possible. The partners and the grassroots outreach were really, really important to this. And then, as I alluded to, that you know, keep in mind that video contests really do require extensive engagement, and really think about how you can break down those barriers. You know, and again, it goes back to the grassroots outreach. If you're willing to find partners or yourself, be on the ground, bring video cameras, and get girls dancing and engaging in that physical activity, I think it's really important. So, I will take questions at the end. I'm almost out of time.